You're listening to The Bill Carroll Show on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Now, the Secret Service dismantled a huge telecom threat around the UN yesterday with all those world leaders, including the President of the United States and our Prime Minister, who were speaking, capable of crippling cell service in New York City. What would the purpose of that be? Was it to cover up something else, or was that the goal in and of itself? Terry Cutler is a Canadian cybersecurity specialist and founder of Psyology Labs. Good morning, Terry. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm great. What I heard was in the early reporting that they believed, based on the equipment they found, and there was a lot of it, that crippling the cell service was probably the goal in and of itself. It didn't look like they were doing anything else. What information have you heard about that?
Well, it could be that, but you know, a lot of times these are like, they're called SIM farms. So a lot of cyber criminals use this in order to send out a lot of SMS phishing emails, you know, fake calls to scam consumers, things like that. But it can also be used even more nefariously. So as you mentioned, because the UN was in close proximity, specialized tools had to be used to see if there was any like anomalies in the signal strength for the network. And that's how they found this hotspot. But it could be used to disrupt telecom network. It could be used to intercept phone calls or, you know, cause chaos. You know, thank God it was found before anything happened.
Could it be that there are lots of those in a city like New York, and it's just because of the security around the UN at the time that they uncovered it, and actually they're not related at all? It's nothing to do with all those world leaders coming into town?
Correct. It could be, yeah, because a lot of times you can rent these kind of like SIM farm networks from cyber criminals. It's already like ready for you in a kit. So it's pretty simple for them to deploy these types of networks, because the instructions and the 24/7 tech support from the bad guys is all included in this thing. So, you know, they may have found it just by luck. You know, we just don't know yet.
So maybe dumb it down for us a little bit. 300 SIM servers.
Yeah.
What is a SIM server?
So a SIM server is basically, so you know what a SIM card is, right? It goes in your phone. It allows you to connect onto the telecom network to make phone calls or
receive. Right, and you buy a new phone, like you take that SIM card out, and put it in a new phone, and the new phone acts like the old phone. Everyone can still reach you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So inside the 300 servers, there's 100,000 SIM cards in there.
100,000?
There's 100,000. So now you're simulating 100,000 phones. So when you like, you know, if you put a lot of pressure on the telecom network, you can actually bring it down.
Like so when you're in a major of you send a photo, a selfie. Hey, look at me! I'm at the I'm at the hockey game, and you can't send it because the cell tower nearby is just jammed.
That's exactly it. So that's why a lot of times you'll receive. A lot of times they use this for, you know, SMS spoofing. It's where they, you know, they call you from a local number, but they're actually calling from somewhere else.
Right, but if you wanted to do phishing calls, do you need this kind of volume? Do you need 100,000 SIM cards in 300 SIM servers? Because if you're trying to get calls through to trick me into doing something, you don't want to jam up the system.
Correct. Well, that's why they're not using all 100,000 in one shot. They're on rotation, so to make it look like it's regular use. Because they have to hide their tracks too, or else the telecom company will pick that up pretty quickly and shut them down. So that's it. So they're going to call or text you, saying they're from your local bank, or you know you just want a deposit. Here's the link to log into your bank and withdraw it. You know, and people fall for these scams all the time.
So that they use that much or that many SIM cards tells you that, or tells me, not many people respond to these phishing threats, so you need volume. You need to put out a lot, because if you're going to fool 1 in 100 people or 1 in 1,000 people, you want to make as many phone calls as you possibly can. That's why the volume.
Correct.
But this operation, they said, could send out 30 million text messages in 1 minute. 30 million. Would that, in and of itself, jam up the local cell network?
It would affect everybody in the New York area.
So then why would you build it with that kind of capability? Why? I mean, if you're going to overload the system, that seems like overkill.
Well, it depends what the purpose is for. Again, if it's just for scamming people, that's they're going to use it as a lightweight. But if it's state sponsored, for example, and or political, you know, because all the UN leaders were in town, if they shut down the network, that means the emergency response doesn't work. It can cause chaos. So it could have been sent as a political message if it was ever used. So it really depends on what the purpose is for.
Right, just shutting down the cell service as a warning of your capability could in and of itself been all they wanted to do. But it also could have been there was some other more violent plan at play, and this was to jam up the system so that first responders couldn't respond, Secret Service agents would have trouble communicating with all those world leaders there. You could see it could have been chaos.
Exactly. It could also act as a distraction for something else.
Will they be able to find out the use? I mean, do they, based on the fact that they now have the technology in hand, is there a way to kind of uncover its purpose through its programming, or is that something that we may never know?
That's going to be, I think that they're not going to reveal how they did it because, or what they found, I should say, because they're going to use that intelligence to shut down other cells. That's what I believe is going to happen.
Thanks for explaining this to us, Terry. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Terry Cutler, Canadian cybersecurity specialist, founder of Psyology Labs. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.